This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, great one, Scheim. Last real rock band left, Scheim, as far as I'm concerned. Dave Grohl really will never tell you whether that song is about Kurt Cobain or not. He dances around it.
All right. So that's the Foo Fighters?
Yes, it is, Wiggy. Well done. I've never seen a debate. The raging debate on the Twitch chat, in the Twitch chat and on the text line about the water thing is, I've never seen a debate rage on like this. It's wild to me. It seems like the answer is very simple.
Scheim feel the same way when he goes to the gas station? They should give out free air?
Oh, that's a good question. I think air should be free as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not feel like air should be free at the gas station?
Well, that I do.
Okay.
That I do.
Okay, so why should the air in the machine? The machine wasn't free. They had to pay for the machine.
That's a good point.
So why should the air be free if you don't believe that water should be free?
That is a good point.
Dilemma.
That is a dilemma. Guess what? Then you know what? Maybe the air shouldn't be free if they're paying for
it's
the machine.
It's not free.
No, some places it is.
Oh, some places give out air for free?
Yeah, some places you find places that will give you air for free.
There you go.
But maybe now you shouldn't. You have to pay. You got to be a paying customer.
Some places, I think, give the air out with the hope that you will buy the gasoline there. Now, you have a problem sometimes remembering to fill your tank up. But in that case, I think they're doing it. And Starbucks or any other place, if they wanted to give water out for free, might lead to somebody who's a everyday mail carrier buying a product there. So it might be a smart business move on their behalf.
Oh, you know what? Then don't sell water there. Just give the water bottles out for free.
She wasn't asking for a water bottle.
No, I know that, but it's $2.
She just wanted a little tiny little drink.
What's a little tiny drink going to do for you on a 100-degree day?
She was parched. She just wanted like a tiny little sip of water.
Do it. 99% of the Americans do. Buy a bottle of water. I could see if it was a homeless guy or gal who was living in the streets and like, hey, listen, any chance I can just get a sip of water here because I'm, you know.
Wait, so that's okay? But a mail service carrier who's delivering a package there for your company, you won't give a glass of water to.
Because you know what?
How does that make any sense?
Because you could buy a water bottle.
No, because if it's just the mail carrier because they're doing a service for you and you just toss them a glass of water. If you do it for somebody who just some random dude who walks in, then you're setting a precedent for any random person
who
walks
in. So if you're going to do it for the person who walks there, then why can't the rando just get it?
That's what I'm saying, Wiggy. I'm saying that because she's doing a service for you, she probably goes there five or six times a week.
She doesn't go there five or six times a week.
She probably does. They have the same route. Like mail carriers have the same route.
Then they would have gave her free water if they knew her.
How do you know that?
Because that's how places operate.
You just make up these complete hypotheticals without actually using the information.
I'm not making up places.
Can you get the, for those who may have not been forced to listen through Wiggy's ridiculousness during the news, can you get the audio from the actual mail carrier? So this is the issue that came up this morning.
It was really hot outside and I was delivering a package to Starbucks. I had already finished the water that I pack every day in my cooler, but this day I happen to run out. I'm human. I'm just like, hey, can I have a small cup of ice water? She tells me after I buy something first, she can give me the water, but she couldn't just give me the water. And I just wanted to say, I'm not here complaining. I don't feel entitled to anything. I bought a bottle of water. It's not even about the free water. It's about just basic human kindness. That's all.
So you're not complaining, but yet everybody in America has to go right to TikTok to let us know.
That part I agree with you on. That part I very much agree with.
And then what did she say? Oh, I ended up just buying a bottle of water. So why couldn't you have just done that when you walked in? Save everybody the headache, but you wanted to make it like, ooh, look at me. It's 100 degrees. I just wanted a cup of water.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all she wanted was a little sip. A little sip of ice water.
Yeah, a little ice water.
I mean,
yeah, okay. Then what happens when she makes the three other deliveries? Is she going to get thirsty again?
This is Derek, the Steelers fan. Derek? Morning.
Morning.
What's up?
So I'm going to sound like an old head, but I don't even care. Like, have some self-responsibility. You know it was going to be 100. You know you do deliveries. Pack extra water. Smarten up. Like, this is the problem with everyone nowadays, Hildog. Like, these are the same people. Sean probably keeps running the same, you know, politicians through his little town he lives in, and the same state reps and the same governors. These people want to take our money. That's what. Why should this business have to give this girl free water? Wake up and pack your cooler. Like, what's the problem? It's the dumbest argument I've ever heard of.
Yeah, the multi-billion-dollar corporation can't afford to just hand out public water.
That's why they're multi-billion.
No, they're multi-billion because they make a great product that people go and buy. And you want to know what happens when you treat somebody with a little customer service? They tend to come back multiple times and spend more money at your multi-billion-dollar corporation.
You're down at the soccer field. You're down at the soccer field every weekend hooking the kids up because it's hot out and they need a little water.
Yeah, coaches do that all the time, you dope. What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah, exactly. People that are responsible for that do it. So this girl has a job. Pack your lunch.
She did.
Pack some extra water. No, she didn't.
She literally tells you in the clip that she did, Derek. And she ran out.
She ran out. I ran out of my usual, what I usually pack. That's exactly what she said. Is what I usually pack. Well, guess what, sweetheart? It's 100 out. You're going to need more than what you
How do you know it hadn't been 100 before that, Derek, and she had had plenty of water the day before?
Like I said, Sean, it's the dumbest argument in the world, but...
Coming from the guy who's like, oh, why aren't you down there handing it out to the soccer field kids? That has nothing to do with the argument.
You want to give everything away for free, Sean. You want to give everybody everything for free.
Nobody literally ever said that, Derek. You are so dense. What are you talking about? You're not listening. I'm not saying give her a free latte. It's water.
If I give you any advice, Sean, don't be like Curtis and go right to personal, like, will you so dense?
I'm not, Derek. You're making a dumb argument. I'm calling out the dumb argument.
I just told you don't go personal, and then you said I didn't. Which you did.
I didn't.
Derek, sir. Your Steelers are spending money left and right.
Listen, Hildog, okay? This is going to put the debate to bed. Courtney's going to see that I'm right, and there'll be no more debate, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. He has zero excuses now. He's got all his top-end talent signed for multi-years, so there should be nobody disgruntled in that locker room.
Yep.
The only thing he's got to manage is the enigma that is Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
And here's how you do it. If he stinks, you bench him and you put the kid Howard, the rookie out of Ohio State, you put him in right away, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't stink and he's playing well, then we'll see if this guy can coach. One way or the other, he's going to butcher it, Hildog. He's going to screw it up again. I know it.
So he needs to go far. Right, not get to a playoff game. In your mind, Mike Tomlin needs to win a couple.
Hold on. When was the expectation? This guy's, the expectation is the expectation. That's his little saying down there. So what is the expectation? It's Super Bowls. Don't give me this one first round. He should have been fired a long time ago. The one playoff win's nothing. He's got to go at least to the Super Bowl. And if not, win it. Enough of this.
Yeah,
this
he has to do that.
Yeah,
I agree with Derek on that.
Derek, thank you.
I'm going to give it a try on Friday, though.
What?
I'm hoping that I can get tickets to the Red Sox game. It's going to be
You're going back to this.
It's going to be really hot outside. The Dodgers are playing. And then at the stadium.
You're just going to walk up to the ticket office right there on Jersey Street and say, hey, can I get a free ticket?
I mean, you do that on the radio all the time. That's how you went to the Caitlin Clark game.
No. I'm not going to do that when I'm at the stadium.
I'd really love to go see Caitlin Clark. Would anybody be willing to take me?
No. If I get tickets, I'm going to try the water thing. When I'm at the stadium and it's hot, I'm going to go up to the concession stand and say, hey, can I get a free cup of water so I don't have to pay for water at the Sox game?
Oh, I bet they probably would give you a cup of water if you went to a vendor at Fenway Park.
I'm going to try it out.
Maybe they wouldn't, though. I mean, they are selling water there.
It's hot.
I mean, the cost of water itself is rather ridiculous.
$2.50 at Starbucks. I Googled it.
Uh-huh.
You can get a nice bottle of, I'll tell you exactly what it is.
Okay, but it's water. Like, it's very expensive. Sometimes they're charging $5, $6, $7, $8 for a bottle of water.
You get a bottle of Hawaii volcano water for $2.50 at Starbucks. Or if you want Dasani's.
Is it legit Hawaii volcano water?
Yep. Or if you want.
How much Hawaiian volcano water could there actually be in existence?
I don't know, but clearly you can get it. Or if you want Dasani's.
What is the volcano? I don't understand how it's volcano water. Is it purified through the volcano?
Probably.
How that works?
I would guess so.
Yeah, you got to have Starbucks.
Natural reserves?
That's why they sell it at Starbucks, because nobody was harmed in the collection of the water. The environment was not damaged at all because the volcano purified it. So
you can get Dasani's for $2.39, even cheaper.
I think I'd go with the volcano.
The volcanic water?
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, give it. And it's only $2.50. So you're telling me she didn't have $2.50 to get
She probably did. She just was thirsty.
She just wanted a sip.
She just wanted a sip of the water.
I think she just wanted to be an a-hole like she's coming off
as. Bottles of water don't come with ice. She just wanted ice water, Wiggy.
This is Ken. Chime, if you could, Ken from New Hampshire. What's up, Ken?
Hi, hold on. Yeah, so I agree, Wiggy. Love you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I call in whenever.
Yeah.
The water thing. Wiggy's right. You can get it out of the faucet. I mean, get over it. I mean, I grew up in Haverhill, and we drank out of hoses all the time. It's not going to poison you.
Right. She could have went right in the ladies' bathroom and filled up.
And, you know, Shyam, I get it. I know you're paranoid because you live in Lowell.
What? I drink tap water literally every day. My giant water bottle sitting next to me is filled with tap water.
Okay,
I'm not paranoid of anything.
So why couldn't she have filled hers up in the bathroom?
Okay. Her the key to the bathroom and be like, hey, if you want, you can fill it up in the
bathroom. She could have went to the bathroom. You're right. Wiggy's right. You're right. And it's like,
if it's the same water, why couldn't you just handed it to her? It's just what's the difference?
Oh, let me ask.
If it's fine to get it out of the faucet, then why can't you just hand her a glass of water?
What is your response when I say why can't you just buy it for $2.39?
Well, why can't you just have some common decency and just hand me the glass of water? If it's free anyways, why can't you just give me a glass of water?
Okay, so why can't I get the bottle for free?
Because the bottle's not their product.
It's common decency, though. It's still water.
This is Jeff from New Bedford. Jeff, good morning.
And it's like,
Jeff.
Well, you said first, but if it's the same water, why can't you?
Jeff has been waiting for a while.
Right.
She has the radio on.
I know.
That's
like the oldest thing in calling a radio show is you turn your radio down.
The cool thing is the radio show comes through your phone to you. It's this really cool thing called technology where it actually comes through your phone to you and you can hear it.
I wanted to hear his thing too.
Well, he was going to talk. You were talking earlier about the having a couple of legit Cy Young. Winning pitchers back to back.
Oh, candidates, right?
Candidates. You were talking about the Atlanta Braves,
right? Because I feel like that's when the last time I saw young, like Cy Young level pitchers on a pitching staff together. Because you could say, well, like the Mets had Verlander and Scherzer, but they were both you know, in their late 30s and
40s. So the other one that I had thought of, Wiggs, was the San Francisco Giants at one point had Matt Cain and Madison Bumgarner.
Okay.
That was pretty close. I mean, Matt Cain was good. He wasn't amazing, but he was good. So, I mean.
But see, I'm looking
but
at.
But that's not even like two like superstars.
Right. Like it, when you think of Crochet and you think of Skeens, just at least on what we're seeing now with Crochet, they both look like they're going to be Cy Young winners, and they're both in their early 20s. When's the last, and I know this is probably all fantasy land because, you know, the Pirates probably won't trade Skeens to the Red Sox for Roman Anthony, but we just talking.
Well, they're going to want a haul. It's not just Roman Anthony. It's probably Roman Anthony and Duran Duran. Like,
all right. I would do that.
Yeah, for Paul Skeens, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Bring up the password. Who cares?
Well, that's why I asked that question. When is the last time you had two Cy Young level pitchers that were young on the same team? In the same, you know, rotation, starting pitchers.
Especially one righty, one lefty, too.
Yeah, so I mean.
Nice.
I know it's fantasy land, people, but, you know, it looks like Pittsburgh is gonna trade Skeens.
Well, they probably won't do it anytime soon. They have him due to arbitration and stuff. They have plenty of years of control left on him. So I just unfortunately they're just not gonna do it.
Right. Red Sox had Pedro and Curt Schilling, but
they were both
Curt
older.
Schilling was older.
Yeah, he's like 38, right?
I don't think he was that old.
No, he wasn't that old.
How old was when he had the bloody sock?
I would say 35 or something. Like, I mean, he had, you know.
He was 37. Oh, wow. He was actually close to 38. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that's the difference when I think of some of these other guys. Like, I feel like I don't, like, I'd have to Google it, but I feel like Atlanta, all those guys were young when they had them and pitching at that high level. So that's why I brought up the Braves of the early 90s.
All right. Coming up, we will get to today's Hill Notes right now, Shime, and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show. Don't forget to tune in at 1:20 to the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show. The Red Sox are in Chicago to take on the Cubs today. First pitch 2:20 with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco on the call for you right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That MassMutual Red Sox pregame show kicks off at 1:20 with Joe Weil. Big contract news across sports yesterday. Damian Lillard has signed a 3-year, $42 million deal with the Portland Trail Blazers, and TJ Watt got paid yesterday by the Pittsburgh Steelers. The All-Pro defensive end got a 3-year, $123 million extension, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. The deal comes with $108 million in guaranteed money. The Open Championship Day 2 underway across the pond over at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. Your current leader is Brian Harman. He is 7-under so far on the tournament, 5-under today. One stroke back is Hao Tong Li at 6-under. And, Greg, it looks like that Hill Show jinx may be gone, at least for Keegan Bradley, because he is 4-under today in the clubhouse. He is ready. He will make the cut, 3-under on the tournament, having a good weekend so far out at the Open, ready for Saturday and Sunday. That's what's trending. We'll get to Hill Notes coming up next here on The Greg Hill Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jones and Keefe coming up in about a half an hour. I believe still without Jones. So Jones, so Keefe and Lanny coming up. Billy Lanny sounds good on that program. I was listening nearly all day yesterday.
Yeah, so, Billy's a good dude.
We are about to get to Hill Notes, but first, Shime, one more time in advance of a summer weekend, we should open up the WEEI Window World of Boston weather window. Take a look outside and see if you see any free water anywhere out there. And forecast-wise, what are we looking at?
So I don't see any free water, unfortunately. But what I do see is a 75-degree day. It's beautiful. It's mostly cloudy right now, but the sun is going to peek through, and it is going to make it a tremendous day out there. The high today is only 83. And then it's going to be another sunny day tomorrow with a high of 83 on Saturday as well. So back-to-back great days.
Good. Okay, you could get a whole house full of windows installed from Window World of Boston for just $99 a month. So go to windowworldofboston.com. The how deep some are getting in the weeds on the water debate is fascinating to me. I mean, I feel like we talked about it for an hour and a half too long.
Yeah.
And I blame you for that. And Shime. But in the Twitch chat, there's an ongoing debate about it. You can watch this show on Twitch, and you can participate in the chat every day, same on YouTube. But somebody was asking if this mail carrier was expecting to just get her little sip of water for free and then be fine for the whole rest of the day. Or would she go to other places and ask for free water all day long on a 100-degree day? That's a great question. I never even thought about that.
That's what I was saying. So what does she do after her next four stops in the 110-degree heat?
Right.
Does she go into another Starbucks and says, hey, can I get a free water?
This is Linda from Rhode Island. Hey, Linda.
Hey.
What's up?
So the water is for free, probably, but you're paying for the cup.
Yeah. Well, Shine brought
many
that up.
Many times I've gone.
Yeah, Shine brought that
right.
up. Yeah, but many times you've what?
I've gone into a Dunkin' and had to pay 15 to 25 cents for the cup.
Yeah.
Because you're paying for the ice as well and to the cup.
Yeah.
Right. So nothing in life is for free.
Well, Shine would beg to differ. He thinks that water should be free. If there's anything in life that should be free, it should be water and air. He believes also air at the gas station should be free.
Nope, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. You're okay with paying for
me. I pay for air every time I go there.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. There's a machine there constantly running that needs to be paid for.
Yeah.
And you do that by paying for the air that you get from the machine.
Do you think that one quarter, do you feel bothered that one quarter in the machine is not enough to fill up your tire? Like, is that a scam to you? Like, should it just
No, I just tap my card, so okay. I don't carry change, Greg. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because it's usually...
Is that a near-boomer thing?
Yeah, it might be.
Actually having quarters in your car?
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's...
I need tap to pay.
Because it's like, what, $1.50 maybe, or maybe even $2 now for, I don't know how many minutes of air you get. I think you probably get
generally
like
2 minutes of air, and it ranges anywhere from $1.25 to $2.50.
Okay.
From what I mean,
Is there some kind of an app where you can go and find if there is a water bubbler nearby?
A cooler.
Could she be take advantage of a fountain, a water fountain?
I'd love that.
That is free.
Love a good bubbler.
I mean, she doesn't have to go to a business.
So can you go in any business and get free water? So could she have gone to McDonald's?
I don't know the policy over there. They probably have the same policy that Starbucks does. I don't know. You're going to have to test it out.
I'm going to give that a try today. Yeah. I got to fill my gas up, so I'm going to go on the gas station. Oh, but then again, they don't.
Gas station doesn't have. Yeah. I mean, they'll probably be like, yeah, if you want to go fill it up, tap water in the bathroom.
Oh, you know what she could have did that I feel like I've never done it, but some people have done it before.
She could have held the mail hostage.
No,
she could have said, I will give you your mail.
Tradesies.
If you give me a free water.
No.
Would that be in violation of the U.S. Postal Service?
Yeah, you can't mess with nobody else's mail.
You can't. Can't
open
it. It's a federal crime.
That is
no-no. Is withholding it illegal?
I think so. Yeah, that is a no-no. Go to a 7-Eleven to the Slurpee or the Big Gulp machine.
Uh-huh. And say you want one for free because it's 100 degrees out?
Don't even tell them. Just fill it up and just walk out with it. And if they ask, just say, hey, it's water.
That would probably be a problem, I would think. I would think that would be an issue. Okay. Let's get to Hill Notes, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Many reasons why Jackson could be late. Getting in a yard brawl with his brother at his parents' house. Leaving Costco, hitting a curb with 26 cases of hot dogs in the trunk. Going to Dollar Store after hours, getting jammed up by the police. It's an endless list, but it's great radio.
So Jackson late again today, and he told us that his alarm, actually three alarms, went off, and he didn't hear them, I guess.
Yeah, I am like the deepest sleeper on the planet, and I still, I don't know, my alarms wake me up.
We used to do a segment on the old show, which was called Excuses LB Hasn't Used Yet.
Right.
Because LB was late a lot or just wouldn't show up sometimes. And so, but he'd always have fantastic excuses. Like, I feel like Jackson needs work on his excuses.
Yeah, that was.
One time LB could not come to work because he had been sprayed by a skunk. So he was out that morning doing something and then called at the end of the show at 11 and said, hey, kid, couldn't come to work because I was sprayed by a skunk.
LB's
now, that is creative.
Yeah. Great story.
Another time, he called in and said he had been overcome by fumes because they had varnished the floors. They had their hardwood floors varnished.
That's true. You're not supposed to go in there until 48 hours.
You can be overcome, pass out, miss 4 hours of a radio show.
Yes.
Now that
it's a good excuse.
Is a great excuse.
Yeah. Skunk
alarm
pretty
going
good
off. Three alarms going off. Not hearing it. Not really a
That'd
great
be
excuse.
Better.
Not happy with that.
Yeah, I'm calling on Jackson's behalf today. He's a little too humble or maybe even embarrassed by the situation a little bit to tell you the truth of what happened this morning. He stopped at Dunkin', wanted to grab a coffee, you know, for the road. A whole crowd of people there that were in the Dunkin' had to crowd around him, you know, and they just wanted to touch him, you know, touch his arm and his hand and touch the man that met John Malkovich in a grocery store.
Probably what it was. That lead won yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh! Who's winning between Jackson and ChatBRIT
far? If Mitch could toss up the Twitter poll, that would be great to see.
Yeah, we had another leadoff this morning. It was Jackson against the robots, man versus machine.
Oh, Jackson dominating.
He is?
57%
what?
To 43% or just about.
With the lead about the incident that occurred with the police that he thinks was actually
Are ghosts
occurred
among
in
us?
Like another dimension.
Right.
Lead is beating the robot uprising.
There's
lead?
No way. I feel like Jackson has made like 100 burner accounts.
I didn't see it. What are the numbers?
57.5% to 42.5%.
Wow. Good news for humans, though, for the human race.
There it is.
Look at that.
Wow.
That's huge.
That is big. It is more entertaining, though, that Jackson was in a different dimension,
well,
or he saw the ghost.
But see, people think that eventually radio hosts will be replaced by robots, by ChatGPT, like an AI version of you. And but this is good news because it doesn't seem like it's at the level it needs to be
at. I call Kangaroo Court.
So if I
you should ask ChatBRIT when they will replace radio hosts with robots.
Well, if they do use a radio Wiggy or AI Wiggy,
yeah.
Do I get paid for that?
I guess if it was supposed to be you, you could have a case to say that they are using your likeness, your name, image, and likeness, maybe.
Okay.
But they would probably just change the name. Waggy or something like that. Or something like that.
Ziggy?
I have no idea.
Honestly, Greg, we could tomorrow, but I am waiting for the right time. My guess, within the year.
What? Wait, she's planning on replacing all radio personalities within the year? That's scary.
That is very scary.
They have a plan going on. Go ahead, Sean.
A bearded man arrived just the other day, and he looked at the world in a peculiar way. Co-op softball is what he wants to play. Delivers veggies to the elderly with his pets Jerry, Larry, and fiancé too. He wanders his home dressed like Winnie the Pooh, yeah. He's pantsless a la Winnie the Pooh. And he loves cats and Costco, John Malkovich too. Life Jack's eating watermelon with a spoon. When you're going bulk shopping, Jack, I don't know when, but I'll be at Costco then, yeah. You know I'll be at Costco then.
Some sort of issue Jackson was telling me with the over 30 softball league that he joined. What happened?
Yes, so I was very excited to go to my first game on Wednesday night. I got my glove.
Slept through the alarm?
Didn't sleep through the alarm. It was at 6 in the evening.
Okay.
Good thing. I got my glove. Went to play it against sports. Did not buy a bat, but bought some batting gloves. And so I'm looking for my team.
Hard don't move, by the way, buying batting gloves for an over 30 softball league.
And I go to the field. There's people there. I don't know anybody on my team, so I ask if they're in the league. And they are in the league, but neither of them are my teams.
Oh.
So I go to the other field that we're supposed to play on. Two different teams. Neither of them are my team.
Really?
Third field I go to, there's a couple of people practicing, but they're not on my team either. So there's some miscommunication in the league chat.
I mean, do you think it's miscommunication with everybody on the team or just you?
Well, I'm the new one on the
team. I would be concerned that maybe they told you the wrong time and the wrong field.
Well,
maybe.
Rest assured, I got the schedule now, and I will be playing next week. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Where is that? What field do you play at?
It's at Barnes Field in Devon.
Or maybe they just didn't want you there, Jackson.
At where? Barnes Field where?
Barnes Field in Denham.
In Dedham.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll come out and go to a game.
Right? Yeah, come on down.
Just shows up. This is our new teammate, Jackson.
Where are you playing?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I haven't even met anybody on the team.
Where are you when it comes to the batting order?
That's a good question.
Clean up?
No, probably somewhere 5, 6, 7, maybe. I can hit good line drives, but I'm very slow.
I got some help for you, Jackson.
Oh, yeah?
My cousin lives in Dedham. He said he'll come smash on your door every morning and get you up.
I'm down for it. Let's go.
For free?
Huh?
For free?
Yeah, I'll do it for the donut. Well, wow. I'll text him, see if he'll do it for
free.
Hey,
I'm in.
He'll make sure you're up every morning.
And, yeah.
Go ahead, Sean.
I had to catch up on your guys' yesterday show on YouTube, and watching Greg's face get so red when Jackson's doing the Jackson 5 and Jackson starts answering his own question, I thought Greg was going to be like one of those teachers and walk in with a ruler and slap Jackson's hand and say, "Stop it!" I just saw the blood pressure boiling.
I mean, it's supposed to be a segment which he asks questions of us, not himself. And that answers his own questions.
But it's hard for him because he's a personality, and then you want him to be a host.
Yes.
And the host is just supposed to ask it and move on. But it's hard for somebody to do that when they're not a host.
I'm not the best quarterback.
This is Greg for the first 2 hours of the show. Is Jackson coming in? Or... should we restart the show?
I wish it was a funnier reason, too. Like, I wish I had a great excuse, like the LB excuse.
Well, why
generator.
Don't you just make them up? Yeah. Like, that's what you're supposed
like,
to do.
Be creative.
Yeah. Well, because I don't want anybody to think that this is not my first priority.
But you made them up before. Like, you said one time that you were throwing up in your car because you swallowed shower.
I wasn't late that day, though. No, that was just an observation. When I did the post-show podcast, I just said what happened, and Courtney asked me about it the next day. It didn't make me late.
Not to burst everyone's bubble, but the Sox at this exact same time last year, coming out of the All-Star break, 10 games over 500 before they imploded. What's different this year?
That is true.
See,
Curtis is in Hawaii. That's what's different.
Yeah, for like two more days.
You got to win this series.
Yep.
And then everybody will be in. So win this series this weekend. Everybody's in.
In reference to Conor McGregor's D-pick, I have friends that are Irish, and they say it's like a Sunday dinner. A lot of potatoes, but not much meat.
Greg, you're certainly not the soft one here. It's definitely Ken. I mean, who gives some dude 2 weeks off and the same week gives another person a week off and then he has the audacity to not let Wiggy take one day off?
So true. I know.
So true.
I mean,
but Wiggy, if you had taken today off, we wouldn't have been able to fight about water for
an hour and
a half.
That is true.
True. Might have been a good thing.
20 years ago, you would have water for free and pay for porn. Now, today, we are paying for water and porn is free. What are we doing?
So true.
It's so true.
Yeah, Brockton High School football team only won one game because Wiggy wouldn't let him have water.
I believe we won two games that year.
Did you?
I'm excited.
Did you win two?
I think we did.
I'm going to be coaching a high school sport this fall.
Okay.
And so I'll be able to, if I win more games than Wiggy, I will be able to say I have more wins than Wiggy does at Brockton.
Wait, whoa. Not football? You said sport.
No. Not football.
What are you coaching?
I'm coaching soccer.
All right. You call it a sport?
Yeah, it is, Greg.
Are you the head coach?
I am the assistant coach, but the head coach will be taking paternity leave at one point. Oh. So I will be the head coach for multiple games.
So you coach under a lady?
Well, no. No, paternity leave is the dad.
Oh,
yeah. So how long is the dude taking off?
I think like a month.
Really?
A month?
Hold on. Close to that. Yeah, something like that.
And people call me soft?
Right.
I mean, that's what we offer a month here for paternity leave.
I get it.
Keith
what
took
are
a
we
month
doing?
Off.
My kids were born. I was at work the next day.
What are
Keith
we
will take like
brag,
2 weeks
bro?
Off yeah. when his kid was born, and then take 2 weeks off like 6 months later.
Yo, what are we doing? God. That's why I was confused. I'm like, guys get paternity leave?
Yeah,
man, forget about free water. We need to focus on this thing. You get a month off? What did you do?
So is this high school soccer?
Yeah.
Where is this?
Over in Weston.
Oh, wait, that's a completely different thing.
What?
The money in Weston is so different than the money in Brockton when it comes to trying to help out the youth.
It's a small private school.
Yeah, okay. And we got Brockton's a major, major public school where they don't want to help out the poor kids. Kids can't eat lunch, so you try to help them out.
I just got a text from the AD over there who says you actually applied to be the golf coach, but they flipped you over to soccer.
All right, Chaim, good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm a UPS driver, and you wouldn't believe how many customers just hand out free water on hot days, or not even hot days. So.
Yeah, well, that's nice. It's a nice thing.
I had sex in the Starbucks bathroom on the Broadway Red Line.
Huh?
That was my favorite one. That'll do
See,
it for
that's
Hell
the thing,
today.
Though. They don't even let you in the bathroom. At Starbucks.
Oh, you got to use a key now?
Yeah,
so you have to buy something, I think. You have to be a customer,
right?
Quote unquote.
That's bogus also.
No public restrooms. I get that.
That's tough.
Huh?
Because then you're just like everybody on the street's coming in using your bathroom. I get it.
So what?
Creates a log jam. Like, it's tough.
Where are people supposed to go? Like, people who are out on the road selling. Like, what?
Wait, Jackson's peed in a river.
I have the best bathroom you can go to. Either Macy's or Neiman Marcus.
Really?
Yes, they're very clean. I used to when I was in high school, I used to skip school, and if I needed to go to the bathroom, I would go to the mall and go to Macy's or Neiman Marcus.
Yep. I would think you would go to the Costco bathroom.
Well, this is back in the day. Like the Costco was just probably brand new then.
You also need the membership to get into the Costco.
Oh, that's right. True, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Neiman Marcus, I bet they have a nice bathroom.
What's nice about the Neiman Marcus bathroom?
Chestnut Hill Mall, everything's nice.
Oh, but don't you have to park and everything? And
yeah, there's a park, yeah. But when you're skipping school, you got all day to kill.
Go to the, like normal people, just go to the gas station and use that bathroom. Or, you know, so I'd have to go to Starbucks and then right on the wall.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Electric! Before we get out of here this week, Shime, we got to get Mind Your Business in.
Nope. We got to get our dead weight segment in.
Oh, do we do Mind Your Business? Did I miss that this week? I must have.
Mind Your Business was our roadshow feature.
We got to get our dead weight segment. Go ahead.
That is correct. Dead weight is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Dead weight belongs on the bench, not your waist. Drop weight every week, hit your goal, then keep it off with free support for life. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Okay. Who you got as dead weight?
This is an easy one. It seems like it might be a two-week period now, but Chris Curtis is the dead weight
because the Boston Red Sox
have been crushing it with him well out of New England.
So what is your suggestion? He
stays as far away from Sam Kennedy, Craig Breslow, and the Boston Red Sox as humanly possible.
Does that mean he's not in here Monday, or is he working remotely?
Work remote from Hawaii. I think that's good.
Because
what are they, 14 hours behind, 14 hours ahead?
They do that, or you just replace him with Chat Britt.
Oh,
she could do the job.
She could.
Chat Britt, good call, Wiggy.
And maybe she's a little bit more of a lucky charm for the Sox.
Right. Wiggy?
I'm going to drop the dead weight of the postal worker complaining about water and then saying, oh, I'm not complaining, but going straight to social media to complain. Okay. For all the hardworking postal workers out there, a good buddy of mine, Dave Coldren, is a mailman. And I don't believe he's ever walked in and demanded free water.
Okay.
And then went to TikTok to complain about it.
Right, I love the Red Sox. So Curtis can stay home.
So she is, he is the postal worker. She is dead weight.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I might suggest that Dame Lillard is dead weight.
Good one.
For picking Portland over this beautiful city, this championship city that Boston once was and will be soon again. So I understand the kids are out there. Is he getting a divorce, Dame Lillard?
He's in the process of getting a divorce. That is correct.
Yeah, he's been with his lady a long time.
And the kids are going to be there.
Yeah, because she takes care of them full time, and I believe she lives in Portland with the kids.
See?
That could be
so
it.
So I can't put that on the Celtics. I'm going to put that on Dame Lillard.
But did
they
give him a deal?
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to come here. I think they were probably in money-wise right there. Jason Tatum was recruiting him.
I guess,
and you can't help. If a guy wants to pick and choose and be close to his kids,
I got no issues with that.
Then I have no
issues. He's a good dad. I got no issues with that. And like I said, I'll give the Celtics a pass on this one. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. That's going to do it for us.
Big weekend.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it. We are back on Monday. Everybody here, including Curtis and Courtney, thank you for listening. Now the time has come
for leaving. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.